The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is admitting a lack of diversity in Labor's latest TV ad was a bad oversight and it won't happen again. In the ad that's going to air in marginal electorates, Bill Shorten is spruiking how a Labor government would put Australians first. Let me play you part of the TV ad.
I'm worried about jobs for our kids in the future. There are many jobs that should go to Australians first, but the Liberals and Nationals say Australians lack the skills, so those jobs are going to 457 overseas workers. But the jobs are here, and the people who want the jobs are here. If it's really about skills shortages, we need to connect the two. Labor will connect available jobs to TAFE training. A shortened Labor government will build Australian first, buy Australian first, and employ Australians first.
So there you go. Bill Shorten saying he'll build Australia first, buy Australian first, and employ Australians first. The ad is being ridiculed. Some critics saying it's racist because Bill Shorten is standing with a group of everyday Aussies, but these people are almost exclusively white Caucasians. One of the first people to slam the ad was Troy Bramston, former Labor Party speechwriter, now senior writer and columnist with the Australian newspaper. Troy Bramston, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
What's wrong with the ad?
Well, I think this is a populist appeal to nativism and to protectionism. And I think the ad should speak for itself. You just have to look at it. I mean, I think there are just too many white people in that ad. And most Australians have a parent who was born overseas or they were born overseas themselves. Yet this is a throwback to an old white Australia.
Why would they be doing that? I mean, this must be premeditated. It's not like, oh, and I know they're saying today, oh, whoops, we don't know how this got through. And now that I've seen the final cut, yeah, we should have more diversity in the ads. But this stuff is not accidental, Troy.
No, of course it's not accidental. And Bill Shorten, as the leader of the Labor Party, must take full responsibility for this. His office would have seen the ad. They would have signed off on the text. I'm sure Bill Shorten would have signed off on the text. He's there in the ad himself, surrounded by white people, as if it's Australia pre-1945, but this is part of a trend here with Bill Shorten. I mean, he often takes the low road in politics, frankly, and skates too close to the racist line. He did it opposing Japanese submarines being built for Australia. He said he used analogies to do with World War II to conjure up images of Japan in the Second World War. He opposed the China Free Trade Agreement, and he's done it again on 457 visas. And frankly, we do have skill shortages in this country. We do have a future jobs problem, but it's not going to be solved by stopping foreigners from coming into this country. You know, only 457 visas make up 1% of the labour force, Ben. So this is a policy hoax, and it's time we called Bill Shorten out on this.
I appreciate your time. We'll read more in The Australian.
Thanks very much.
Troy Bramston, former Labor Party speechwriter, now at The Australian. It's not just Troy Bramston. Even Labor's Anthony Albanese has called out the ad, says it's a shocker. It should never have been made or shown. So time will tell whether it is shown. I guess it won't be. I wonder whether that was the plan all along. You leak an ad like this. It was leaked to Nine News last night. They show the ad, you get the point across, and then Bill Shorten comes out today and says, no, sorry, we won't be putting that to air. You don't spend any money, but you get the same message across, even if it's one that some in the Labor Party are embarrassed about.